This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one community at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, boy, aren't they out there tap dancing? It is just amazing what is going on in our country, isn't it? We've never seen anything like this in our history. It's historic events that are surrounding us right now, and a lot of us are oblivious to it. You better wake up and not become so oblivious, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what? These are real players who want to really destroy this country and take away your freedom, your liberty, and your life. That's what they will do. And there's only one thing that is stopping the totalitarians from doing this. You. That's why I open up the radio show with stopping totalitarianism one community at a time or one person at a time, because you are the community of one that I'm talking about. It's you that stands in the way of the totalitarians if you're an American citizen. You have to think about that for a while. If you believe in the Constitution, you have to think about it. You are standing in the way of the totalitarians. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. This is debate night, the third and final debate that's developed between Hillary Rodham Clinton and Donald Trump, the disruptor Donald Trump, and of course, versus the totalitarian Hillary Rodham Clinton, the one who wants to destroy America with open borders and ultimately wants to destroy you. I mean, that's really what she wants to do. All totalitarians want to do that. But anyway, just food for thought, just as you think about it. Anyway, I have some hard opinions about what's going to happen tonight. Chris Wallace is supposed to be the fair and balanced guy from Fox News. And if you've been watching Fox News, you understand they are absolutely deteriorating into oblivion out there, because they are no longer, as far as I'm concerned, the eminent conservative channel. They're very much turned into a liberal hack job against Donald Trump. And this is the Murdochs, of course, who own Fox News. They're foreigners who own Fox News. They're the two boys, have now taken over, and they're really bringing in all the Never Trumpers and so on that have been out there in Fox News. We saw the Never Trump. I met the Never Trumpers from Fox News, saw them in action at CPAC in January, and of course how terrible that truly was to watch and witness the evil behavior of those people. But you know, I just a little thought, food for thought, as we get into this sort of thing, and as you watch it. But Chris Wallace, so hopefully he'll do a better job than the other ones, and he'll remain out of the debate, and he won't become part of the problem, as we've seen with Candy Crowley and so many others, that all these people so far have really interjected themselves. I thought Matt Lauer did a very good job when, I think it was Matt Lauer, wasn't it Matt? Yeah, Matt Lauer with the defense thing, and I thought he did a very good job, and I thought that... as far as the other debates, the other two, I thought Donald Trump won them both, hands down. Now, people will say, well, you know, Hillary Rodham Clinton won the first one. No, she didn't. She had no substance. I mean, she had the histrionics going on that maybe was topping Donald Trump, but that's nothing. That means nothing. And the second one, Trump just dominated, smacked her around. I mean, B-slapped her all over the place, and she didn't even know. Rope-a-dope? Heck yeah. She was the dope. Anyway... a lot of other things going on. You know, I want to go into a subject that we haven't quite talked about yet, and we're going to get into the Project Veritas and all this other stuff in the next hour, and we're also going to have Scott Adams on in the third hour. But there's protests in the Philippines against the United States, anti-U.S. protesting going on. Now, I want to put it into some context, because I know a lot of Filipinos. There's a lot of Filipinos that have migrated and immigrated legally into the United States of America. And I find them to be absolutely wonderful people. I really do. And they love America. Gosh, do they love America. And it's a wonderful thing, you know. Now, but why would their government be so hostile to the United States of America? And this is something that a lot of us don't quite realize out here in the hinterlands of the great United States of America, or have not quite thought about. But as our country decays, like California has decayed, and falls into the whole drug schemata of things like legalization of marijuana and things like that, but promulgated by funds from George Soros, the Nazi that he is, trying to legalize marijuana all throughout this country, we might want to check out one of the reasons, or the main reasons, why they're protesting against the United States of America in the Philippines, an ally of ours for so long. And I understand anti-American feelings if you're talking about military bases and over-militarization and things like that. But why are there so many anti-American protests going on in the Philippines right now? Now, you know, you've got this, and we kind of labeled him as sort of the crazy president that's over there. Duterte, is that his name? I can't even pronounce his name right. I struggle with his name. His name is Mr. Duterte. Duterte, I think that's probably the best way I can pronounce it. D-U-T-E-R-T-E, Duterte. And he is the president of the Philippines, and he has been harshly critical of the president of the United States, calling him names. And, you know, of course, the president did not, when he was over in Asia just a month ago, did not visit with the Philippines because of the harsh words, the name-calling that was going on from this president towards our president. And quite frankly, the name-calling, I think, was appropriate to our president. Well, this is the guy who's executing, rounding up and executing drug dealers and killing them. Hello? Yeah. And now he's blaming the United States for the increase in drug trafficking that's going on in the Philippines. Now, hello? That's called the cartels at work. They're flooding the Philippines with drugs, and he's reacting to it because he knows that Obama is supporting the cartels. He knows Obama's part of that problem. And so he's trying to destroy the cartels. Now we're getting citizens who have caught on to that and protesting against the United States because we're the drug kingpins in the Philippines. How do you like that one for size? You never probably thought about it, but that's what's happening. We're being not only thought of as the terrorist nation around the world, because of the Obama policies and the association with the Muslim Brotherhood, the formation of ISIS. But now we're the drug dealers because we're so openly compliant with the cartels that run drugs through the United States. But, you know, they want to open up a new market. They want the Philippines too. And President Duterte if I say it right, Deuteretti. I'll try it that way, Deuteretti. He's been right about the United States. This president has managed to turn around and flip our country to a corrupt entity that's a warmongering terrorist nation, and the world knows it. Now we've got the drug issue going on because why? This president is bought off by the cartels as well. It's all one big scam and scheme. And, you know, one of the things that's coming out right now are these, not only the WikiLeaks, but also you've got Project Veritas that's come out. Now, the WikiLeaks are kind of interesting because we're starting to implicate on the bigger scale what's been going on. Terror financing kind of opened up a whole new world for me anyway, as we met with Scott Bennett, who at the Liberty Tour number 3 rolled out the whole scheme for terror financing and linked Swiss bank accounts to President Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton for the terror financing that was purchasing arms and weapons like Stinger missiles and funneling them through gutter into Libya. We were buying the weapons. And there's weapons contractors out there that, yeah, they've sworn, they said, yeah, our testimony's true. We were buying and selling weapons for Hillary Rodham Clinton and the State Department. By the way, Benghazi was a State Department operation. It was not a CIA. We know that. But terror financing has now been exposed. And who's involved with United Bank of Switzerland and HSBC? When we come back, we're going to let you know. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio coming at you.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty.
Center Buttes Tea Party Patriots. First and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Center Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have...
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com, for all the latest news and information and all of our different links out there to everything. And all of you that are listening to us on Red State Talk Radio, the big digital flamethrower for all of the United States of America. Boy, we are number one, and glad to be with Red State Talk Radio. So visit our website and link in, get the player for Red State Talk Radio. We got a lot of people that listen to the radio show, and I really do appreciate your listenership. Rated in the top 10 of TalkStream Live. That's really kind of a neat thing. Out of the 85 top talkers in the nation, Agenda 21 Radio actually was number one over the weekend for a while. I was like, what? The replay was number one. And we're always in the top 10s of TalkStream Live, so I'm really very, very happy for the listenership and all the things that everybody's doing for us out there at Red State Talk Radio and TalkStream Live. Okay, so... let's get back into this thing about HSBC and United Bank of Switzerland. Now, let me spell it out to you. I got exposed to this with Scott Bennett and the whole miasma of terror financing that goes on. And he's written the book called Shell Game. He's been on the show several times. I've been on his show, blah, blah, blah. It was the July 7th. Videotape that we produced, 48 minutes long, that Vladimir Putin saw of his presentation when he was at the Liberty 2 or 3. Vladimir Putin saw it by the end of July, and it's like, voila. I now know who is funding ISIS, and it's the United States of America. Oh, minor problem. That's why he started bombing ISIS, and of course, the president was all a dither because we shouldn't be bombing ISIS, and you know what about the confliction with air power and so on. Now, we have a crisis that's been initiated by the United States with ISIS in Syria. And it's drawn in the Russians, and the Russians are predicting nuclear war. It's the crisis that we all said that was going to start happening when the President of the United States, and look forward to what's going to be happening November 9th, the day after the election, because especially if Hillary Rodham Clinton, and it looks like she probably will lose, and Donald Trump will become the president, then we're going to have real trouble with this president, the current one, President Barack Hussein Obama, because they are not going to want to give up the United States in the overthrowing of the United States, which is what part of Obama is, what is in part what Obama is trying to do here in connection with, in conjunction with Hillary Rodham Clinton. Yeah, because she's all in on, obviously, open borders. That's the first thing I'll tell you, that she's a globalist. Hello, besides all of her background, all of her baggage and so on, luggage that she carries around, baggage, I'll call it baggage that she carries around with her. But I'm going to get into the whole notion of who HSBC is and also the relationship between, are you ready for this, Jim Comey. Yeah, Jim Comey, because I think it's really important that we get this whole story out about Jim Comey. And the so-called thing that he's known for being the so-called cleanser, if you will. But Jim Comey, who is director of the FBI, has been implicated with the Clintons for a long time. For a long time. He worked at law firms in which other people were associated, like Loretta Lynch. Hello. He's helped in the situation with Sandy the Berger, remember that, in 2004, in which he was found in the National Archives stealing original documents out of the National Archives, putting these documents in his underwear and his socks and stealing them out of the National Archives. That was designed to, of course, give cover and protect Bill Clinton. These were original documents that linked Bill Clinton to terrorism and Al-Qaeda. And his knowledge of what was going to be happening in 9/11. That's what Sandy Bergler was doing in the National Archives. And Sandy Berger and his relationship to the same Jim Comey in the early 90s. Now, it's kind of interesting because Jim Comey sat on the board of HSBC, one of the largest known banks in the world for terror financing. You know, with the cartels in particular, all the cartels dumped their money into HSBC. Terrorism and terrorism financing are handled through HSBC and United Bank of Switzerland. Hello? You see, that's why the Philippines are such a wreck for the United States right now. Because the president there, Duterte, he understands what the cartels are all about and why HSBC is, you know, funneling funds of from cartels that are buying and selling and doing drugs and drug deals in the Philippines into HSBC, and he understands that the president is behind it. Yeah, our country. So this is the thing about James Comey. He is so compromised. And now we're starting to find out about quid pro quo circumstances, which we're going to get into, not in this show, but we're going to do some detailed stuff on this one. But James Comey is a linchpin. And he is a linchpin for all the corruption that's going on. And you can, as you start to examine James Comey and you start to examine the things that he's been into, you start to realize this is the guy who's the gatekeeper for everything. In this whole corruption scheme, and we're talking about this in the first hour, we're starting to really unfold and open up the onion and see the magnitude of this corruption that is in this government. And this is what we've been trying to tell you. And I got to relay this story. We're coming up on a break, but I got to relay this story. I had a classic conversation with one of my close friends yesterday. And it was Bob Exter, who does all of our artwork and graphics for us. And it was I'm sure you won't mind this, but it was his lack of understanding, like most people, and belief in the system of America that it works. And our system doesn't work right now. It's very dysfunctional. It's dysfunctional by design because these totalitarians want to destroy the rule of law. It's real simple. Break down the Constitution, tell everybody, oh, there is no good rule of law here. It doesn't work. We got all these bad actors. We need another way to have the rule of law. How about the United States coming in here and laying down the law in the United States by saying that the Constitution doesn't work? It just doesn't work. So we got to have another constitution or another way to do law here in the United States. Let's have a coup d'etat and overthrow the government, and then we'll get the people in line. We'll get rid of that dirty, filthy constitution, which is what they're trying to do. Now, so a lot of people are very naive, and they think, well, if he does this and he does that and he breaks the law, and I have to stop people and say, look, they're going to break the law. These people are lawless. They are breaking the law now. Wake up. This is their goal, is to break the law every single time they can to demonstrate that we are not a lawful nation. That's what they're trying to do. The fix is in on everything, the elections, everything. And once we have the mindset as Americans and realize that, we will have a new dawning in this country. But it's got to happen soon because the fix is in on the election. You can bet it is. And I think it's hysterical to watch these people in the mainstream media now, and of course the president. Well, we have a stout election system, and nobody since they, Donald Trump is telling you, the fix is in. It's a corrupt system, and it is. And it's legendary here in California. We've seen I mean, the articles that have been published about what happened in June 7th. Bernie Sanders won that election hands down, the primary, beat Hillary Clinton hands down. But did the ballots get counted even? No, it did not. No, they did not, and that's the problem. If you don't count the ballots, how can the guy win? Just a little bit of corruption in California. And by the way, busing in candidates, which we've been hearing about from James O'Keefe, is one of the strategies that some of these companies, such as the Democracy Partners and associated with Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Barack Hussein Obama, have been doing. Busing busloads of immigrants in to vote. It's been happening in California for years. And we've been complaining about it, but no one's done anything about it. Why? Because the corruption's here with Jerry Brown. another extreme leftist, socialist, communist, Governor Jerry Brown. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, 821r.com, and remember the Liberty Tour coming up on the 28th and 29th of this month. You can sign up. Cheap tickets, basically, which is good because we want to expose everybody to the Constitution and what's happening. Our special guest is Jeanette Finicum, the widow of Lavoie Finicum. She will be our special guest to tell her story. It's pretty amazing stuff going on. Anyway, visit the Liberty Tour website. Okay, we're going to give you a little bit of exposure. We've got some videos up on Agenda 21 Radio. And I want you to listen to what we got here. This is the Hogan-Hartson connection to what we call the Clinton Cartel. It's a YouTube that's a bomb. It says Bombshell, the Clinton Cartel Exposed, Part 2. James Comey, James the Cleaner Comey. And this is what I'm talking about. So I'm going to give you, you're going to start getting some links now and connecting some dots, real dots, so you understand the stream that we're talking about here. And the connection, the interconnectedness that's been going on.
So we'll start part two off with tying together some loose ends, and that's the connection with Hogan and Hartson, Loretta Lynch, Sandy Berger, and Cheryl Mills. As you can see here, Loretta Lynch became a litigation partner at Hogan and Hartson beginning in March 2002 through April 2010. By the way, Bill Clinton nominated Loretta Lynch for U.S. Attorney, Eastern District of New York in 1999. Then we have Sandy Berger, who worked there on and off for quite some time. Sandy Berger was also a partner, and he opened numerous international offices. In fact, he was touted as spearheading the international spread, if you will, of Hogan and Hartson. And then we have Cheryl Mills, who was just an associate. But if you look at the timeline here, if you look at Sandy Berger leaving in 1992, it looks as though he took Cheryl Mills with him to work on the Clinton campaign. And according to this April 8, 2008 article from the American Lawyer, Hogan and Hartson has been Bill and Hillary Clinton's go-to guy for tax advice since 2004. And keep in mind that Loretta Lynch was a litigation partner from March 2002 to April 2010 at Hogan and Hartson. Howard Topaz is also a partner with Hogan and Hartson, and they had been doing the Clintons' annual tax returns from 2004 to 2008. Is this a conflict in interest for Loretta Lynch to be investigating the Clintons?
Okay, so let's stop there. Hogan and Hartson Law Firm, Cheryl Mills, Sandy Berger, and Loretta Lynch. And she's doing work at Hogan and Hartson with the Clintons. Get the drift. Bill Clinton nominates her for prosecutor in 1999. Do you think there's any collusion going on there? So we're starting to connect dots for you here.
Does it make the connection with Hogan and Hartson, Loretta Lynch, Sandy Berger, and Cheryl Mills simply acquaintances or thick as thieves? Let's see if we can find that out. But first, we'll do a timeline on James Comey.
The FBI director, Mr. Comey, is personally compromised. He's complicit in this scandal.
This is Chris Farrell. He is the director of investigations and research for Judicial Watch.
From what I've found, it started with the Whitewater scandal in the mid-90s. James Comey signed on as deputy special counsel to the Senate Whitewater Committee. In 1996, after months of work, Comey came to some damning conclusions. Hillary Clinton was personally involved in mishandling documents and had ordered others to block investigators as they pursued their case. Worse, her behavior fit into a pattern of concealment. Bill and Hillary tried to hide their roles in two other matters under investigation by law enforcement. Taken together, the interference by White House officials, which included destruction of documents, amounted to far more than just aggressive lawyering or political naivety. Comey and his fellow investigators concluded that it constituted a highly improper pattern of deliberate misconduct. However, Comey was not in charge of the case, and his superiors decided not to press charges against Bill or Hillary Clinton in the matter. James Comey is then moved on to New York, where he finds no wrongdoing with the Clinton cartel. That's with the Clemency and the four Hasidic Jews, Mark Rich, and the other 175 pardons that Clinton gave in exchange for votes and pay for play. We learned that in part one. He then went from the Southern District of New York, which, by the way, is where the 9/11 attacks happened, and was placed by George Bush as the Deputy Attorney General in December of 2003 until August of 2005, serving under the Bush administration. And this is where Sandy Berger comes into play.
Let's stop here for a second. Do you see the linkage? In 1999, he's helping get Mark Rich off for a clemency. a pardon, actually, from Bill Clinton, which he does. Mark Rich is a very good friend of Bill and Hillary Clinton. He's clearing everything in terms of charges that might be related to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Doesn't see anything wrong. Let's just move along here. Nothing to see. That's James Comey protecting the Clintons and helping to facilitate a criminal by the name of Mark Rich for a pardon from Bill Clinton. Now we get into, you know, he's a guy who kind of, he says he's a Republican. So naturally, when the Bush administration comes along, he's sticking around. They have him still, well, as George Bush the younger would have him. And he's still in a place of power and control, and he's just conveniently moved over to another district. And this is where Sandy Berger comes in. Now we're in 2003, 2004.
In part one, I briefly went over what happened with Sandy Berger. Now I would like to go into this in more detail, because if it weren't for this video, the Sandy Berger caper, this in-depth report about what happened with Sandy Berger, I would never have known about what James Comey's role is in this whole situation.
Okay, we're going to stop here because we're coming up to a break. We're going to come back and we're going to get back into this. And you can see this full video. It's about an hour long. It's on Agenda 21 Radio, and it's known as the bombshell. The Clinton Cartel Exposed, Part 2, James the Cleaner Comey. Now, I'm laying down some groundwork so that you all understand. This is going to be several days long as we start to open up and expose what is really truly going on with people, the actors out there that are running everything, that are running this whole cartel, and we expose them. So that you have a clear idea running up to this election, what you're getting with the Hillary Rodham Clinton. It's a corrupt system. It's corruption that we've never seen in the United States history on such a scale that's worldwide and involves so many worldwide players that have a vested interest in raping America. And that's really what this is going to turn out to be, a rape of America, and it's starting now. Foreplay is over. We're going to be thrown to the ground and penetrated. And that's the next step. That's what they want to do. It's the rape of America. And the players are all out there, and the players are going to do evil things to this country and to you and me. The setup is in. The fix is in. The plan is in play. That plan comes way of Agenda 21, United Nations agenda for the 21st century. Their plan, the totalitarian takeover of the United States of America. And they've got to prove lawlessness throughout the land. And that's what they're trying to do right now. Are we ready for that penetration? I say no. Stay with us.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana food storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
The author of the New York Times bestseller Treason, former Speaker of the House, Fox News contributor Newt Gingrich. I want to read one more thing that came out here, Mr. Speaker, if I may, because in this video they explain the flow of money and their rapid response operations. And this is what they say. The campaign pays the DNC. The DNC pays Democracy Partners. Democracy Partners pays the Fauvel Group. The Fauvel Group goes out and executes the shh on the ground, meaning when they foment anger and fighting and even take credit and brag about that they're responsible for what happened in Chicago when they stopped Donald Trump from giving a speech. What is your reaction to all these tapes?
Well, okay, I think if it turns out to be a systematic organization that blocked Trump from even having a meeting in Chicago, it's a direct assault on democracy and on the rule of law. And of course, just yesterday, you had a Republican campaign headquarters in North Carolina that was firebombed, something which I think was an act of intimidation that's designed really to say to people, you better not go to Republican headquarters. Who knows what's going to happen? I mean, this is the sort of thing the left is so terrified of a genuine outsider winning that you're getting this kind of really illegal and anti-American activities that we should all be condemning, including, by the way, Hillary Clinton. I mean, she should adamantly condemn it. She should fire anybody who's in the chain that paid for it. And let's clean this thing up.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I take it a step further. I want to know what she knows and when she knew it, because they are more than suggesting, they are saying on this tape that they are coordinating with the DNC. They are coordinating with, by the way, that would be a violation of campaign finance law. But all of this is coordinated, all of this is designed, that this is organized by them around the country to create a false image that Trump campaigns are violent. And they said they're doing it in every city, in every town, in every state, and they themselves are fomenting the violence. I mean, what does that say if the DNC and the campaign's involved in this?
Well, one of the tragedies of having a politically corrupt Justice Department is that there's nobody there to do the policing. I mean, who are you going to turn to? because these people are so deeply now committed to a corrupt establishment that you can't get the kind of response you ought to be getting. And this goes all the way back to 2012 when there were clear examples of voter intimidation in Philadelphia, and the Attorney General himself refused to investigate it. So I think these people are living in a gray zone that is being created by the decay of the justice system in the United States.
They call it conflict engagement is how they describe it. But I want to go back to this, how this is all intertwined here. Fauvel explained and is on tape here saying that they set it up to allow the DNC and the Clinton campaign plausible deniability in the event that the nature of deliberate violence is discovered. The thing that we have to watch is to make sure there's a double blind between the actual campaign, the actual DNC, and what we're doing. A double blind so there can be plausible deniability that they heard anything about it. What is he? Well, he's admitting they're coordinating. He's admitting that they're involved. Admitting they're informed.
And remember, this continual effort to have extra legal behaviors that in some cases are criminal goes all the way back, in our experience, to Madison, Wisconsin, where when Governor Scott Walker passed his reforms, they had 100,000 people in the street. They had the Capitol occupied for 6 months. And remember that both the governor and his wife had death threats. I mean, people on the left are terrified that they're going to lose their control of government and they're going to lose their ability to dictate to the rest of us. And this is the kind of stuff we should expect. And if Trump wins, you're going to see more stuff like this as they try to stop the reforms.
Well, let me kind of clean it up here, Newt, because he's not telling you everything fully here. He's being politically corrected himself, the good Catholic that he is. And I just want to straighten it out. And what he says there back actually is golden for the most part. But that part at the end, I'm going to lay it out for you. These are totalitarians. These are not people from the left. These are totalitarians who just as soon slit your throat and mine and move on. That's who these people are. They're vicious, vicious human beings who want to destroy this country. So I just want to clean up. Newt's trying to be polite there. We have no time for politeness now. And we've been hearing that kind of excuse for the left because it's America, blah, blah, blah. We can no longer go there because when they're starting to throw firebombs and intimidate us now at the election, the Republican, you know, centers out there, out in the communities, this is Nazi Germany, 1930s, plain and simple. They're trying to recreate it, and they're using the same techniques that they used back then. And that's what this Clinton machine looks like. Now, he throws out the scenario, well, Hillary Clinton should fire all these people. That's never going to happen. We know that. So don't even bring it up as a topic. They say, well, it's like the president. The president should be doing this and doing it. He's a totalitarian dictator. He's not going to listen to you, Newt, or anybody else. Anyway, extra legal behavior is actually known as reflexive law. We're going to talk about that. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
The affirmative task we have now.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay. Yeah, reflexive law. You know, I bring this up in the next hour or two. We're going to be talking more about James O'Keefe and what's happening, this explosion that's happening. I'm trying to give you some details in between. But this is big. This is the October, one of the October surprises. More carpet bombing on the way even today there's going to be some more revelations about Julian Assange. Anyway, reflexive law, it's a term that is out there that the technocrats came up with. Reflexive law is a lot like what we knew in education as permissive law or code, allowing educators who are responsible for child care situations to use much of their discretion in enforcing laws or codes. Now, that's opposed to hard laws, like laws that are passed by Congress that are relative to regulations and business and all that stuff, and criminal codes, that sort of thing. Those are laws of laws. I mean, when you see a stop sign, you're supposed to stop at it, right? But somebody who uses reflexive law says, well, you know, I've got six stop signs I'm supposed to stop at and on the way home from work. But, you know, on the way home from work, I discovered that the sixth sign, there's never any traffic there. So why should I stop? They're exercising their option to not stop, which would be illegal at breaking the law. So they drive through and they break the law. Well, they get away with it for a while until somebody like a policeman sits there and sees them. And they stop them and they give them a ticket. Reflexive law being used on you. Sometimes known as extra legal behavior. Anyway, stick to it. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston.
with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.